Apollo 10, Houston, standing by.
Roger, we're in the middle of a landmark tracking.
Roger, and we've cranked up a plan of attack on the fuel cell.
Okay, can you hold off for just a couple of minutes and be right with you?
Exercise, and a few moments ago asked spacecraft communicator Jack Klausma for a few more minutes to complete this particular run before they picked up with the discussion. We'll leave the circuit up though and pick up the conversation when it does resume.
10 to go ahead from between F1 and 130 on the sights.
Okay, Tom, here's our plan of attack in the fuel cell. First, we're going to look at the fuel cell temperatures for a little while. And after we've done that, we're going to put it back online to look at the temperatures it generates versus its loading. And then we're going to work up a fuel cell purge. We've got 25 hours of hydrogen purging available. Looks like we've lost the pump package on fuel cell 1. But we're going to maintain the temperatures of the fuel cell by purging it, and then we'll use the cell only for burns, etc. At the present time, we're not proposing any changes in the flight plan, and we expect when it goes back online, it'll go on both main A and main B. And so at this time, we're working up a purge cycle and looking at your fuel cell, over.
Okay, real good. Thanks, Chuck.
Okay, Jack, we did, when the heater cycled, we were looking at about 26.2 volts. We got the main bus voltage under volts. I've been cycling the heaters to the auto position on the cryos one at a time as they appear to need it. It's just not a good feeling to have that those lights, undervolt lights come on in here. I've also temporarily turned the power on the high gain antenna off until
Roger, we copy.
And we've also turned the portable H2O heater off, too. Just some of a few small things to start saving power.
Roger, high gain antenna and the potable water heater off.
So, Jack, if you see my cryo pressure dropping, don't hesitate to turn the heater on. I just don't like to put all four trying to really put the load.
Roger, understand you're cycling your cryo heaters, and we'll watch the temperatures.
Thank you.
here. 53 minutes remaining until loss of signal on this 24th lunar revolution. Continuing to stand by for resumption of communications between Apollo 10 and the ground.
Apollo 10, we've just finished tracking landmark 130.